How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Angelic advice for the world and you. Welcome to Messages from Margaret with Jerry Gavin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Welcome to our very, very last blog talk. We're excited about this one. I will be happy to not have that thing happen with the intro music, but thank you everybody for sticking with us through Blog Talk Radio, being with us through the Hay House Radio Network and following us to Blog Talk. And we are about to make another really, really exciting radio move, which I want to talk to you guys about just as we're starting the program out, because our title of today's program is Happy Endings. And the concept of happy endings is that when we come to situations where there are endings in our life, sometimes we just don't realize that maybe, just maybe, those endings are putting us into a position of something that is even going to be better than we ever, ever thought it would be. And that's what we are talking about today, and what we're going to be, Margaret's going to come through a little bit later, and we're going to be taking your calls on that and any other topic. But a couple of things that I want to do first. First thing I want to do is I want to give a very, very special shout out to my good friend, Mark Rawson. Mark has been the guy behind the scenes doing everything with this radio program on Blog Talk Radio, from helping me to get the radio program set up to being here every single week in order to be able to make sure that we could do the program and going into the background and talking to callers and getting all that information from callers, as you just experienced, for you guys who are holding on the line. So, Mark, I just wanted to say thank you so much for everything you've done and being the backbone of this show and your help in so many other different things. So thank you so very, very much. Second thing is I want to just talk for a minute about the new program and to let you guys know, whether you are listening to this live today or you are going to be coming to it on listening to it as a podcast, that we are going to be live as of February 5th, 2018. We're broadcasting live from Unity FM. That's Unity Radio, the Unity Radio Network. Some of you might be familiar with Unity. Unity is one of the largest organizations throughout the world, which is a completely inclusive spiritual community. I can't really refer to it technically as a church per se, because it's so much more wide-berthed than that in terms of its inclusivity and its how open it is to everybody. And I've had the opportunity to speak at Unity churches throughout the world. I've had the ability to be a guest on programs, and I'm really excited that at this point we're going to be able to bring the program to Unity. So that's going to be coming up. And the new name of the program, we are actually retiring the name Messages for Margaret, although Margaret will certainly be a huge part of the program, but we are going to be referring to it as Angelic Connection, in helping people to develop their angelic connections and to widen and deepen their focus of their intuition and things of that nature. So Angelic Connection is the name of the show, and we're really, really looking forward to do it. And you can find it by just going to Unity FM. That's just the word unity.fm, www.unityfm. And when you get there, what you're going to do is just go to the live stream button that's going to be on the right-hand side on the top. And you can just live stream the program. And that's going to be coming up on the 5th of the month. So really exciting. We are so psyched to be able to do that, and so psyched that you guys are going to be a part of that with us. So thank you so very much. Let's see. What else did I want to tell you about? I wanted to let you know, and then I'm going to bring Margaret through in just a moment, and she's going to be offering her her message. I wanted to let you know that we're also doing a very, very special deal this month. And what's happening is we're going to be doing a lot of switching in the schedule as well. So there are a lot of things going on. We have the new radio program that's starting on the 5th. The movie that I was honored to be a part of, and I'm really excited about, Crystal Dawn's movie called The Illumined Ones, has been getting some amazing, amazing reviews. And that is going to be having, if you're in the New Jersey, New York area, there is actually an East Coast premiere of the movie on the big screen. My organization up in North Jersey, the Metaphysical Center of New Jersey, is going to be hosting that screening, and we're so very excited about it. And Crystal Dawn, the director, producer, interviewer, the force behind The Illumined Ones, is going to be actually there with live, answering your questions, explaining how everything came to be, all kinds of wonderful stuff. So what I would love to do is to see you guys there. It's coming up on the 23rd of this month, right in Paramus, New Jersey. So if you can come from New York and take a ride over to Paramus, you are going to not be disappointed. This is an incredible, incredible movie. Crystal will be there. I'm going to be there, of course. We're both going to be taking questions. And what it is a combination of some of the really, I would say, some of people who have just been involved in the process of channeling angels and teaching people how they can communicate with their angels. But it is also an incredibly healing process. It really, really is. And I think you're going to want to be a part of it as well. So that's all coming up on the 23rd and on the 24th at the same location. I am going to be teaching a full-fledged angel workshop in the morning, channeling Margaret, and bringing her through to answer questions for the group, and to bring her loving energy to the group and help everybody to understand things a little bit better. And then in the afternoon, we are going to be actually teaching you how to communicate with your angels. And I think that that's something that you're going to really, really, really enjoy as well. So that's the 23rd and the 24th. That's coming up, Metaphysics of Jersey. And that is going to be a really, really exciting program. You can find out more about that. You can get tickets by just going to Metaphysical Center of New Jersey, just all those words, Metaphysical Center of New Jersey. Just go to the website, and right there on the website, you can get tickets. You can find out more information. It's really going to be great. Just wanted to share with you guys one of the most recent reviews that came out. I just wanted to read this review for you. It refers to the Illumined One, which also, by the way, is very fondly referred to as the Angel Movie. So if you can't remember the Illumined Ones, just go to theangelmovie.com, and you're going to find out more information. You can see the trailer for it. But the review says, this newly released movie, The Illumined Ones, All Things Angels and More, eloquently captures the beauty, love, and high vibrational discussion of angels among us. Seriously, the best movie ever on angels. So cannot encourage you more to be able to do it. And if you can't get there, if you can't get to see the movie that way, go to that website anyhow, theangelmovie.com. And you can actually, from that site, be able to get over to a spot where you can rent the movie. You can rent it from either iTunes or, excuse me, just adjusting my chair here, by iTunes, or you can rent it from Vimeo. So you could check it out there. And I think you guys are really, really going to enjoy the movie. So for that reason, because of the work coming up with the movie, a lot of events that are coming up through the Metaphysical Center, I'm in the process of working on a new book as well as the new radio program. There's a lot of changes going to be happening in my schedule. And I think I mentioned in last week's show that we're changing private readings with Margaret from 45-minute readings, which we had been doing, and going back to 30-minute readings because there just is not the availability to reach the number of people who are asking to do readings with the 45-minute readings. However, I didn't want to spring that on everybody. I didn't want to just have it be something where you went to the website and you were kind of used to that and they weren't there anymore. So we're giving you one last shot to be able to do those 45-minute readings, and also one last shot to take advantage of that 50% offer that we were offering at the tail end of the year. So you're kind of getting in this one particular offer the best of both worlds as we are bringing those 45-minute sessions to a close. Now, if you're a coaching client, by the way, you can still get those 45-minute sessions. So you might want to check out the information on coaching because there was also a great, great savings that was set up for coaching that is something that you want to go to my website, jerrygavin.com, and find out about. But if you want one last chance at getting 45-minute sessions and getting them at 50% off, so normally $150, they're $72.50, all you got to do is go to the website, go to appointments, the appointments tab. It will bring you right in. And use the code 550OFF, the number 50, and then the word off, no space, just 50 off, and you can take advantage of that savings. And we have left it, I think, that you can get up to 6 appointments at that price. So if you want to do that, you can schedule stuff in the future. You can schedule something for a friend, for a family member. You could make it a great Valentine's Day gift if you would like to do that. So that is 50 off, and we're going to do that. Our plan had been to just do it in through the 31st, but since we're only 2 days away, I will put that through the end of this week. So what is that, the 3rd or the 4th? Whatever is Sunday of this week. The 4th, because the 5th is the Do Radio Show coming up on Monday. So midnight on the 4th, you have until to take advantage of this. But I do suggest, since this is the closeout for those appointments, and then once the 5th comes, we're going to be taking that down and changing everything to half-hour appointments. So make sure you do get an opportunity to get in there and do that. Okay, so that is, I think that's all the informational stuff I wanted to tell you about. So again, find out about the movie at theangelfilm.com. And the first program that's going to be coming up on the new radio network on Unity FM, we're going to be talking about my communication with angels and how that all came to be. And also then in the second show, the 11th, Crystal, the maker of the movie, is going to be my guest on the show, talking about her inspiration to do the movie, what caused her to do the movie, what caused her to actually reach out to the people that she had reached out to, some of the miracles that have actually been happening that people have been reporting by miracles. And I mean, is there are people who've come to see the movie and actually kind of came in pain and left not being in pain. There are people who've said that they never had a clear understanding of angels or a clear understanding of their ability to communicate and left feeling that sense of a connection and really feeling wonderful. So a lot of very, very exciting things that have come out of this movie. So find out more about it and see the movie. Join us on the radio program on the 11th at unity.fm. And we're really psyched. So remember, it's unity.fm. There's no .com there. It's unity.fm. And I think you guys are going to really enjoy the new program. So keep on following us. And thank you so very much for doing so. And on that note, I'm going to bring Margaret through because she wants to talk to you guys a little bit about this concept of how to bring happiness into your life in as many different ways as you can, but even how to bring happiness into your life when you're dealing with an ending. So hold on one moment. You can take a sip of water and bring it through. Hmm. Hello, dear ones, and welcome. It is so good to be here today and to have this opportunity to speak with you. We give so much thanks. I also would like to say thank you to Mark for his support in this program. I would like to say thank you to all of you who have joined us here on this Blog Talk Radio network. I would like to say thank you to the people from Blog Talk Radio for allowing this platform to come forward, and for people who have messages and who desire to bring special things as we desire to bring, and you helped to make it possible. So thank you to Blog Talk Radio, to the listeners, and to everyone who has made this such a great possibility. And with excitement, great excitement, I ask you please to just join us in the new program that is coming up at Unity FM, unity.fm, as we very, very excitedly move forward to bring these messages to an entirely new audience, and hopefully to bring along with us our current audience as you travel from place to place, enjoying the opportunity to hear your fellow travelers, your fellow seekers, call in and ask questions. So we're so excited to have everyone be a part of it. So being that this was our last program, and Jerry was trying to come up with an idea for the last program, what came about was this concept of happy endings. Now, many of you, of course, know of this phrase in a more euphemistic way, but what we wanted to talk about was joy in many different ways, whatever way that way may be. Joy is the concept of what you come here to be and to experience as a soul. So if you've come here to experience joy, if you've come here to get the most out of life, and that's your greatest passion, then why would you not then, as a human being, want to find ways to be able to express that joy? Why would you not find ways to turn even some of the most difficult situations into your life, into great new situations? So why are endings so hard then? Why are endings always considered to be a bad thing? You know, why do they have with them sadness? Why do they have melancholy with them? Why is it always that in some way an ending is associated with a difficult thing as opposed to being associated with something that is joyous? And let's just look at that for a moment, because, you know, it's a really interesting question, right? Because how many things that have ended in your life have actually given you the ability to experience your life then in a better and happier way? How often has that actually occurred? And I'm sure for so many of you, it has been. So let's think about those different stages of endings in your life. So you lived at home as a small child, and you got very used to being able to do certain things, and you were within that certain structure of your family. And then the time came when you left to go to school. So it was an ending of one part of your life, and perhaps it was not the most pleasant ending in every single way. A lot of times people really do like to have that particular part, but maybe at the same time, that became a happy ending because it gave you the opportunity to then go to nursery school or go to daycare or go to elementary school, kindergarten, wherever that place may be, where you first entered the opportunity to meet other children, to hang out with other kids, to start to have fun, to learn new and exciting ways that you were going to be able to navigate the world, because more and more and more people were there, more and more friends to meet, more and more new activities, more and more things that you were about to enjoy and enjoy with more and more people. So it's a really interesting ending that took place there, right? And then again, another ending took place as you moved from kindergarten to elementary school, and then elementary school to high school, and high school to possibly college or to employment or to service of some sort. And as all of those different things were taking place, you were having the opportunity to experience not only endings, but as they always are, new beginnings. There is never an ending without a new beginning. Even if you think about your incarnation, that incarnation took place because your higher self decided to take a piece of your energy and place it into this new physical body. So in ways, it was an ending to that piece of you, to that spiritual state, because you were coming into this new state, this brand new beginning in your physical form. And as you do that, as you come into that new state of your physical form, it is a new beginning. And when you cross back over to your spiritual state, even in that very end of life, at that very, very end of life, you are back in your spiritual state and ending this physical incarnation. Now, to everybody else, they may see that transition as being such a sad, sad, sad time, right? Because you are no longer a part of this physical incarnation that is taking place. But in truth, it is the beginning of a new and wonderful part of your life. Even if we think for a moment about breakups, all right? You're in a relationship that breaks up. You are in a marriage that breaks up. You are in a family in which there is some type of a breakup that takes place. Normally when that occurs, what winds up happening is that there is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous opportunity for new directions. And as you are having those new directions taking place, then what winds up happening is that you find then when you look back, and that is the wonderful phrase, if you might remember, the very, very wonderful phrase of time heals all wounds. The truth to that is quite simply that you are in all things growing and having the opportunity to expand your energy. Expand your energy. And most expanded energy takes place because of an ending. Most expanded energy takes place. The ending causes there to be a release of that energy, a release of the things holding you back, or the thing that may be causing you to think of yourself in a particular different way, and that then gives you the opportunity to expand yourself in a new way of thinking and to move forward into a brand new set of experiences. So that is why when we think of the word happy ending, let's also think of it in terms of the movies or in terms of the fairy tales or in terms of things like that too. What happens in every movie where there is a happy ending? So let's think of the fairy tale movies where the princess finds the prince and suddenly there is the wonderful, wonderful new relationship. So before that time, there were two individuals who were going on by themselves, and now they find themselves being pulled together as a collective. And now that they are pulled together as a collective, this becomes a new thing, a new relationship. Okay? So that is a change. It is a growth. It is an end of their working as something single and moving on to something collective. Now, when you then have the other end, which is a breakup, you are moving to an end of something collective and allowing yourself the opportunity to now feel something single, to go back to an individualized energy, moving in a unique singular direction that's giving you the opportunity to grow and to thrive and to understand and to feel things more from a concept of unique individual energy. And whenever there is unique individual energy, it is that unique individual energy that then puts forth ideas that expand and expand and expand until someone else of like thinking starts to get on that same wavelength. And now you have new collective energy. Because that collective energy now wants to come together. That collective energy now wants to be something grouped together. Let's think about it in music. How many times do we have individual musical artists, recording artists, people who are so good on their own, they are so wonderful on their own, and then they decide they want to get together with a group. So they get together with a group, and that group produces wonderful things. I will use as an example one of the groups that are probably so well known for whatever age group you're in, and that group is the Beatles. So within that group of the Beatles, there were four outstanding individual musicians who individually did wonderful things on their own and could have had their own particular groups in which they were the highlight of that particular group, but they made that decision to band together. I love that word, band together, in forming that band. And in doing so, they became a collective energy that created something wonderful between them all that was just an incredible, incredible source of music and inspiration and what the world will always remember as the collective effort they had. And then their individual personalities caused them to not be able to do that anymore. And there was the breakup of the Beatles. But what happened? Each and every one of them went on to become individually creative in their own individual way and to create their own individual projects and products that were amazing, just amazing. And they got to do so in their own individual voice, their own individual manner of doing things. So that individual manner of doing things brought a very, very selective style to what they desire to do. And that selective style was a whole new and different and wonderful voice. And for most people who do that, most people who are a part of a group will go forth and do their own individual music, but yet they can come back into that group structure and do some wonderful things at times. So when you think of that, I wished to just say for a second, just because I love all different types of music. We love. The angelic kingdom loves music and loves the things that you do with music. We love the fact that there are Taylor Swifts that are out there doing country music and then moving to pop music and keeping their lives such in depth within that music and creating that uniqueness of message, or groups like the Black Eyed Peas and Fergie and Halsey, and yet at the same time country musicians that are doing such amazing things as well, and classical musicians and jazz musicians, and they all are keeping this wonderful individual voice alive. And many times this comes from breakups, from endings. And yet those endings produce something so wonderful that we look at them and we say, wow, some really great things came out of that. There is something to truly be happy about, something that you can truly allow yourself to feel this wonderful, wonderful sense of elation about that experience. A way to really, really, truly have a happy ending. So think of that when you are involved in your next ending. You know, when you're thinking about that there is a potential ending that's coming up, because why do you not want to have an ending happen? Well, you don't want to have an ending happen because you're used to this. You're used to this current thing, and it may not even be something you're really happy with, but you're used to it. It has become the norm. It's what you know. So even when you hear the news of a television show that you love, it's in its final season, and you say, no, I love this television show. I don't want this to go away. I look forward to that episode after episode after episode, and it just keeps getting better. Why does it have to go away? Well, many times one of the reasons it goes away is so that the individuals who are making that show can do more things, can have the opportunity to have more individual products. Or maybe they just want to live their lives. Maybe they just want to spend more time with their family or have a chance to write something they've sought to write or to produce something or to direct something. Maybe there's music in that recording artist that they just can't do within that group structure and they want to have a chance to do it. Or maybe they may want to act, or maybe they might want to do something else so incredibly different. So incredibly different. There is a wonderful documentary that was originally done about the rise of rap music on the West Coast. And when you look at some of the people who were rappers who have since become such a part of the fabric of so many other things that have grown within the world and still wish to keep those messages going, but wish as well to be as part of things that are part of the mainstream so that they have that opportunity to be known within the mainstream, which brings you to their other things that they have done. There is no ending. As sad as it may seem, there is no ending, dear one, that is not a happy ending. There is no ending. If the final ending of your lifetime is that you cross over back to your higher self, trust me, dear ones, that will for you be the happiest ending you have ever experienced. Because you will be letting go of fear. You will be letting go of shame. You will be letting go of guilt. You will be letting go of worry. You'll be understanding that everyone came here for their own journey. So anyone you've left behind, although you may be upset because there's more struggle that they have to take on, you will know that that is their journey. And they decided to live in this journey and to do these things. And you'll watch them and you will love them and you will support them and you will do everything you can to be there for them. But you will embrace the fact that you have come through your journey. And that now you have an opportunity to do other things in other ways. Everything, 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 everything ends with a happy ending. And the more you look at that in your life, the more you can embrace anything that is ending in your life and to say, what can I do to look at the happiness in this ending? And most times what you can do is look at the happiness within the relationship. Focus on not what you did not do, because that will always make you sad. What you didn't experience, the plans you didn't get to live out, the things you didn't get to do. Don't think about what was not ever really truly there. Because to focus on those things that was never ever truly there or experienced only means that you are focusing on nothing. You're not focusing on what did happen. You're focusing on what had the potential of happening. which means that you're focusing on the future that didn't ever occur, which means you're focusing on a non-reality. You're focusing on something that never, ever existed. And allowing the non-existent reality within your mind to make you unhappy. So focus instead on all the experiences you had with that person that made you happy, so that the ending of that relationship can be filled with happiness and be filled with joy. Focus on the joy in everything. And then every ending that you have has no choice but to be a happy ending. And there are many times when someone passes over and there are memorials or wakes in some cases or things, that there are people who will very sadly think about all those different things that were not experienced and life cut short and different things. And then there are other ways of doing things. And Jerry's family is very much like this. And in some ways it is somewhat of an Irish tradition, but it is true of so many different cultures. But what will happen is at that wake, although there is sadness that's coming up because of the loss of that person, what happens is it becomes the celebration of that person's life. So what tends to occur is that a lot of time is spent telling funny stories and remembering funny circumstances and remembering joyful memories, remembering great things that that person did that made everybody who was there feel so special and so loved. It is spent in embracing the happiness, celebrating the joy of having that person with you during that lifetime, and the joy that they lifted within you, so that the loss of that person is not then about their no longer being there and not being able to celebrate them anymore. It becomes about the gratitude that you have for having this person in your life. And that is the same whether that gratitude is for the television show that is ending, the group that is breaking up, the relationship that has just ended, whatever it might be. If you can sit down and just write down every wonderful thing that you experienced with that person, every wonderful thing that you had a chance to live, every wonderful thing about that group, every wonderful thing about that teacher, every wonderful thing about that class, every wonderful thing about anything, and just think about those wonderful things and remember them with joy and love. And then to say, I am so lucky that I got to experience this person, because they helped me to grow so much. I am ready for my next experience. Thank you. That, dear ones, is a happy, happy, happy ending, because it doesn't speak to the loss. It speaks to who you are inside now, ready to move on to the new beginning. And every ending is about a new beginning. And if you are going to a new beginning, there is no way to have anything but a happy ending. So I celebrate for you all of your happy endings that you are about to experience, regardless of what they might be. If there is something that brings joy in your life, celebrate it. And at that note, I'm going to go ahead and jump over to the telephone lines and have a chance to speak with everybody. So let's start with Teresa, who's been so patiently holding on the line for so long, from Georgia. Hi, Teresa. How are you? Thank you for calling today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So how can I help you today?
I don't know. Whatever you pick up is fine.
Okay.
I don't know.
It is, well, here's my limitation with that, Teresa, and that is that as an angel, we are able to help you with what you desire to be helped with. Otherwise, we are interfering in the pattern of your life. So if you could share, and here's the other part that's so important. You may not realize it, Teresa, but there's a reason you called in today. And it's not only about you, because there are people listening to the program that are going to hear your question and what you need to have some assistance with. And they're going to say, oh, my God, I can't believe Teresa called up about that, because that's just what I'm going through. And they're going to be saying, thank you, Teresa. So can you help us with that and let us know what it is that you could use some guidance on? Somebody else is going to need it, too.
Oh, great. You don't put me on a spot. Well, I've been in an invisible relationship for the past 5 years, and I guess psychically somehow we broke up, and I've been crying for the past couple of weeks. So I was kind of wondering, what do you feel about that? It's a relationship.
So you said you've been in a difficult or an invisible relationship. I couldn't make out that
word. A fake, and it's like a dream world, spirit husband type of thing.
Okay. And is it somebody, however, that you know within the physical world?
Definitely, yes.
Okay. And so in this relationship, and so let me kind of explain this a little bit, Teresa. When you are feeling a relationship at a deeper level, when you're feeling a relationship at a spiritual level, the reason you are feeling that relationship at a spiritual level is at some point at a deeper level, at your higher self, you are in a relationship, and relationships are so different in that basis. What you are in is you are in the there aren't even words for it to describe at that level. At a soul level, Teresa, it is not a boyfriend-girlfriend. It is not a relationship to speak of. It is a connection. It is that two souls have a level of connection that is causing them to be almost intertwined in an energetic manner. And that intertwining in that energetic manner is what very often causes you to enter into a lifetime in which you are hoping and you're desiring that at some point in time, maybe this energy will come together so that it can in fact expand on a physical level, because that is how you expand energy, always on a physical level. So you desire to meet and commingle and get to know each other and expand things physically. But what occurs, Teresa, is that sometimes on a spiritual level, you kind of come to the recognition that, you know what, I don't know that this is going to happen. It just doesn't seem like this is going in that direction. And your soul says to you, so your soul or your consciousness, that part of your soul that's here right now, it says, hey, Teresa, here's the deal, okay? You could be on hold for a lot longer in this lifetime waiting for this to take place. But what would be really, really better is to just put this on the back burner or end, if you will, because that's part of the other thing about endings. Endings, because endings are about beginnings, there's no real such thing then as that ending. So what you're looking at is you're saying to yourself, you know, I think that I want to put this on hold or put it on the back burner or just let it go. So I am free to be this physical being named Teresa that can go out and have a real live human relationship that will satisfy these other parts of me that really, really need satisfying. And God bless you, Teresa, for doing that, because you are embracing your humanness. It's so important to embrace that spiritual part of you, but that spiritual part of you came here to be human. It came here for the human experience, and that's why you're here. So to keep yourself locked into the potentiality of that spiritual connection with that individual happening, it's better to just put that aside and live your life and allow yourself to have whatever experiences you're going to have and allow that person to have whatever experiences they're going to have. And maybe at some point in time, it will happen within this lifetime, but maybe it won't, Teresa. It is totally up to decisions you make and decisions that the other person makes that will allow you to potentially come together when you're here in human form. And whether it happens or not, I guarantee you, this is my guarantee to you, I guarantee you that if you move in this new direction and you truly decide to fill your life with love and joy and passion, you are going to forget about this other connection because you'll be too entwined in life. And then when you come back at your soul level, you know, your soul entanglement, when you are back later at your soul level, is just going to go, oh, sorry, drop the ball on that lifetime. I totally missed it because he was like or she was like or whoever is so tied up in, and I use both because there's other people listening to this. And I'm telling you, Teresa, the other people are going, oh, my God, thank you, Teresa, for asking that. I've been waiting for this person for years to get it, and they're not getting it. And I know we are tied at a soul level, but it doesn't matter. If you are intertwined at a soul level, but the physical being doesn't get it, let it go. Move on. Find joy, find passion, find happiness, and don't cry over the loss. The loss would be if you don't move on with your life. That's where the loss would be in your incarnation. The loss is not experiencing everything you can be. And knowing that whatever exists on the spiritual level is going to continue to exist. So you want to give yourself the chance to experience joy and love and passion. And honestly, Teresa, that relationship that's kind of part of your, and I'm not saying this in an insulting way, because when I say the word fantasy, when people talk about fantasy or they talk about manifestation, they are in a similar sense. Here's where the differentiation takes place. Manifestation is about you creating for you. Fantasy involves the manipulation of another person's energy, trying to bring that world into yours. That's the major difference. You want to create. You want to bring manifestation into your life. But if your manifestation involves someone else's energy and you are trying to figure out how do I manifest them into my life, then that is manipulating energy, and that's what then turns it into fantasy. Make your life filled with love and passion, and then if that other person's life enters the place where they are at the same energetic frequency, then they become a part of your manifestation. But until that time, it's never going to make you happy. And that's why I'm so glad you called, because you did the right thing. It is time to move on with your life, dear one. Be happy, be joyful, be passionate, be alive, be human. Okay?
Amen. Sounds good. Thank you.
Amen. You are right. So have a wonderful life. Move forward. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let us jump over to Julia, who is calling from Florida. Hold on one second, Julia. The line should come up. There you are. Hi. How are you, Julia? Are you there? Yeah, you are.
Yes, I'm here.
How may I help you today, dear one?
Well, actually, this is an amazing topic, happy endings, because I've gone through some endings and I'm kind of at the precipice of another ending. And I'm looking forward to a new beginning, but at the same time, I'm having a lot of fear and anxiety come up. Basically, I'm at a starting over point from a long marriage, and I've had like a transition period in between being divorced. I've been staying with my mom, you know, getting myself kind of back together preparing for my next step. So now I'm at my next step. And it's just, it's fear and anxiety because moving forward, it's like it's all on me now. I don't have a partner to kind of, you know, share the load. And I'm fearful about, you know, making this move and making a mistake. What if I choose the wrong place and it's expensive to move? And what if I can't find work and friends? And so it's like, you know, I get all in my head about it. So it's a big ball of yarn inside my mind. And it's like, oh, God.
So here is what I would like you to do. And I'm so super serious about this, Julia. This is what I would like you to do. When we get off the phone, I want you to grab a piece of paper and a magic marker and write down in big, bold letters, what if I can? And underline the word can a few different times. What if I can? And then begin to say the affirmation, why is it so easy for me to make the right decisions? Why is it so easy for me to create a wonderful new life? What if I can? Because what you're doing is you are already saying affirmations, but the affirmation is, what if I can't? What if I can't find a place? What if I can't do this? And immediately what that does for your brain, dear one, is it sends a message to your brain and says, what if I can't? And that means your brain starts to search for information that's going to answer the question, what if I can't? And it will go into your cellular memory to find any examples of situations where something didn't go the way you wanted it to go, and it will bring them up into your energy stream. Whereas if you say, what if I can? Then if you're saying, what if I can? Your brain is going, well, yeah, there's been a lot of times in her life where she's made the right decisions. You know, what if I always make the right decisions? Why is it so easy for me to always make the right decisions? Well, when you say that, now your brain has no choice. You can think about Google, Julia. You can only search for one thing at a time, right? And it's very specific. If you put in bad choices, it's going to give you all the information there is about bad choices. If you put in good choices, it's going to bring everything about good choices. Why is it so easy for me to make the right choices? Why is it so easy for me to make the best choices? Or my very favorite affirmation, and you can write this one down as well, but no, you know what, Julia? Let's not do that just yet. I want you to do something with me. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to say with me, what if I can? Say it out loud. What if I can?
What if I can?
What if it's all easy?
What if it's all easy? Well, that's exciting to feel.
Right? Say another one. Close your eyes. Say another one with me.
Okay.
Everybody else, you say this too. Close your eyes. Everyone in the audience, please don't if you're driving. But everybody else, what if I'm worrying for nothing?
I'm worrying for nothing.
How good did that one feel?
Yeah.
Can you see where your body is responding? Because when you do that, what comes up? Joy. Because the joy is getting pushed down by worry. You're absolutely right, and you know it. It's about fear. So when the fear is pushing down the joy, because the statements you're making is, what if I can't? What if I'm wrong? What if I make the wrong decision? And then all that energy comes up. But then when you say, what if I can? Joy goes, ha ha, I get to come up. It does. It comes to the surface and you feel it. And then you say, what if I make the right decisions? I've done that before. I've made good decisions before. I've made the right choices. What makes me think that I can't make the right choices again? I'm a smart woman. I've made a lot of really good choices before. And here was that affirmation that I mentioned that Everyone, if you say this to yourself every day, when you wake up, before you start your day, just have it up on the wall. Why is it so easy for today to be the most wonderful day of my life? Why is it so easy for today to be the most wonderful day of my life? That sets you up for the recognition that there is the potential for today to be incredible. And each day you say it means there's the potential for today to be even better than the day before. And that doesn't mean you won't have struggles. It doesn't mean things might not happen. But if you're looking at it as the most wonderful day of your life, then you say to yourself, you know what? I got through these schedules, struggles. It was okay. And tomorrow I'm going to get through others. And it's going to get better and better and better and better. Just like that sign that's going to be right up in front of you in a couple of prominent places, like the refrigerator and your computer and wherever else. What if I can? Anybody out there who loves Twitter, make that our hashtag tonight, okay? Anybody who sends out Twitter messages, hashtag what if I can? There is nothing but possibility in this universe. What if I can? And Julia, you can. So stop worrying, okay?
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Now go knock them dead, okay?
Thank you so
bye-bye,
much.
Bye-bye, dear one.
Bye-bye.
Okay. And that does. That goes for all of you out there. What if you can? What if you can do all those things that you never thought that you could do? What if you can? What if you can try something you've never tried before? What if you can be happy? Because you can. You can do anything. And right now we can go to Claudia, who is calling from New York. Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi. Good, Margaret. How are you?
Very, very well. So what can I help you with today?
Actually, I have a story that I can, and I just want to show an example to everyone else.
Wonderful.
I actually was very scared to have my own radio show because I'm a light worker, and I'll call myself a light warrior because I feel like light workers is a term where you're more in the closet. You don't really want to be out there, but a light warrior is someone that's actually doing the work, but that's just my
term. Oh, I like that. Okay. And actually, so, it's interesting, even the term light worker, what you're saying is I'm there just is no good word to say, I bring love. I bring it.
Exactly.
I bring it every day. I bring it.
Yes.
And that means I bring love. So go ahead, tell your story.
So something just told me to just open an account with Blog Talk. And so I did. And then the nerves got into me. And so I decided to be on a network, you know, to learn. And when it was my time to go, I finally opened my own network. And the angels told me, you're going to have hosts, so get ready. And I said, oh, I'm not ready for that. I don't think I can do that. Working a full-time job. Working full-time job, living in New York City, and then have hosts on my radio show. See you later. Now I have 5 hosts on my network. And so it's just amazing.
Wow, that's incredible.
Right, journey. I'm just so excited, and I just want to let, you know, your listeners know that they can do it. So don't, you know, you might feel like you don't have the capacity to do it, but when you ask your angels to help you, because of course of free will, they can intervene. But if you say, hey, I need your help, please give me courage or help me with this, there's definitely signs that they will give you. And just, as long as you're willing to open your ears and look around and pay attention, the signs are always there.
I agree, and that is so kind of you to share with everybody. So, and if you would ever like Jerry and I would be honored to be on your program. So please
oh my
reach out to Jerry and let us know.
All
we would love to, We would love to do so and love to love to be a part of that story and help to expand that story. So that would be great. So tell us really quickly, Claudia, for everybody who's listening, how can somebody listen to your show?
Okay, it's internationalangelsnetwork.com. You can go to all of our shows are listed on there. And we're powered by Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, we're on iTunes. And soon to be, we'll be on Stitcher. And hopefully I'm trying to get myself on Audible. And
wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm trying to expand myself out there. And we're always looking for guests on our radio show, always looking for guests. So I'll be happy to have you on our show, and I will contact you, definitely. So
that would
it's
be wonderful.
International Angels with an S, network.com.
There you go. So see, now you just expanded even a little more today.
Yes,
many
thank
more people
you.
Who found out
thank you,
about you.
It.
And thank you for sharing. And the point
thank
of
you.
What of what you're welcome. And the point of what Claudia was just saying is so true in that your belief in you and your belief in listening to your angels' voices, if you will, that encouraging part of you that just like we were talking with Julia and saying, you can, yes, you can. It is possible to have a happy ending from anything that is occurring within your life if the choice is that you want it. It's about wanting it. It's about bringing it. I love that phrase, bringing it. When somebody will say, well, bring it, just bring it. Well, that's just the best phrase. So bring it. Bring your best. Bring your heart, your soul, your passion, your love for what it is you want to do. And you can always then take that to the next level. And we have time. We actually don't have time for one more call, but I'm going to do it anyway. So we're going to take one more call and speak to Donna, who is calling from Canada. Hi, Donna. Are you there?
Hello.
Donna,
you
are you there? I can. There's a little bit of noise in the background, but we can hear you. Hi, Donna. How are you today?
Oh, good. Thank you.
How can we help you today?
Just a relationship question. I've been seeing a man named Chris for the past few months, and I'm just wondering if you see that continuing.
Well, I think, you know, again, the question that you're asking is sort of a future prediction. So I want to ask you back a question, and that is to ask you, how happy are you in the relationship?
I'm happy.
Okay. How much would you like for it to continue?
Very much.
Okay. Where would you like it to go? I'm not asking about marriage or things of that nature, but do you feel like Chris uplifts your soul? Do you feel like Chris helps you to feel like a better Donna and just brings you to better places?
When I see him, yeah, when I see him.
Okay. So the thing that
I'm just
stands
wondering
in
if
the
I'm
way,
gonna, I guess I'm just wondering if I'm going to see him more.
I think that there is a good possibility that that will take place. I think what's occurring at this point in time, there are some things that are kind of keeping the two of you apart, some additional complications that are taking place. But I think over time, if you and Christian kind of keep moving in that same direction that you have been moving, I think there is a very good possibility that that will expand. And again, I'm just saying, as we're going to be closing the show in a moment, if it doesn't expand and you start to feel as though it's something that is important for you to find something that allows you to feel that sake of expansion, then allow yourself to feel that as well. But right now, it's kind of feeling pretty good. So, dear ones, this is it, our very last closing music and our final episode, our happy ending to our Blog Talk Radio Network. Please join us. Come be with us on our new network on Unity FM starting next Monday, the 5th. Thank you so much, everyone. Good night.
Good. Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Breathable organic cotton and moisture-wicking Joma wool consistently provide cool and comfortable slumber. Every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Lisa.com to learn more. That's LEESA.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.